Good morning, friend. I'm Pastor Carl Rockroar of Zion Lutheran Church in Ridgeville Corners, Ohio. You are invited to join me for our morning meditation. This week, we are considering a passage from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, often called the Great Commission. In these verses, Jesus, having risen from the dead, blessed and directed his people before he ascended back into heaven. Today, we consider verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. After Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, as recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 10. Jesus told them to tell the disciples, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Jesus also appeared to the disciples on several other occasions, recorded in the four Gospels. But this was his first direction: "Do not be afraid. Tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." These directions from Jesus contradict much of natural human thinking. Well, of course they're going to be afraid. Well, why should they go all the way to Galilee? If Jesus wants to see them, can't he see them just there? Has there been a time in your life, perhaps even today, that you believe God is calling you to do something or go somewhere? And does this guiding from God seem to be unreasonable to you, or scary, or risky? Think of Jesus' first words in those directions to the disciples. Don't be afraid. Jesus wants us to know he not only knows and understands our situation in life, but he wants us to trust in his protection and in his love for us. We pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you suffered, died, and rose again to forgive me and give me your peace. Strengthen my faith today so that I trust that you are in control of all things and I have no fear to follow you. In your name I pray, amen."